Oh, on this Monday morning, start of a brand new week. How are you, Roo?
Yeah, good, thanks, Ditch. Yeah, good.
Did you have a good weekend?
Oh, I did. Back into kids' sport. Started now, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Just
really?
Driving around, watching footy and coaching and carrying on. So,
right.
Yeah, a good weekend.
Right. What good results?
Mixed results. They're all happy to get in and have a crack. And, yeah, it's good to watch. Love getting out watching kids'
sport. Yeah. All right, being a Monday, we've got Monday Talkback coming up a little later on this morning. Limo will join us for a bit of a laugh as well.
Peter Ford's back with his entertainment news as well. He's got a couple of big stories he wants to drop on our show today.
He's got more on Michael Jackson. Which we'll find out later on.
There's a few people for and a few against Jacko at the moment.
Yeah. Rue, I want to ask you about a story that broke, I think it was middle of last week, but a bit of an update this morning. Housing Trust. Now, if you muck up, I think it's a three-strike policy now they're introducing, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you get reported three times for bad behaviour as a neighbour, you will be evicted. And on the surface, I reckon that's great. I reckon people that abuse the system should get kicked out. But where do they go?
Good question.
Because apparently at the moment there are 100 people, 100 families on their final strike. Where do they go? So are they out on the street?
Yeah.
Are they homeless?
Well, it's a good question.
Where do they go? We'll try and find out later on this morning. Roo and Ditts here on Triple M.
Roo and Ditts, top three things you need to know.
6:12. Roo, I just mentioned a moment ago the Housing Trust situation. Now, do you think it's a fair system? So if you arc up, the government obviously gives you cheap housing. And you are a neighbour from hell and you're given three warnings, should you lose the house, Roo?
I don't know the answer to this question. You can't have neighbours that are out of control and doing the wrong thing, but I'm just not sure where you go from there, whether you're allowed to kick them out on the street or not. It's a pretty tough question to ask, but I think you're entitled to have to have some standard of behaviour if you're lucky enough to get given a cheap house by the government.
Yeah, I think so.
Now, it does sound very, very harsh saying, well, the next place for you is out on the street.
Yeah.
Or you go and stay with a mate. That's probably what you have to do if you've got one.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. Hey, let's move on.
You can't just let them keep breaking rules and being bad neighbours, can you?
No, I agree. What's happening with our pandas, Roo?
Our pandas, it sounds like, the government have stumped up enough money to keep pandas in Adelaide, but they're going to probably have a panda exchange, try and get one that's a bit more active and a bit more chance of being fertile by the sound. So either Wang Wang or Foonee will call Adelaide home for another 5 years and one won't. So
put one in the draft.
Yeah, one's definitely going in the trade period.
Right.
And other good news is that they've stumped up a heap of money for Monado Zoo, which I was lucky enough to go to over the summer, and it was absolutely brilliant. But they're going to spend a heap of money up there on a new visitor information centre because it just can't cope with the amount of people that go through there. I think they get up 150 to 200,000 people a year going through there now. And they're also looking at building accommodation up there in a
eco-villas.
Like in a safari area.
Wouldn't that be good?
Well, I think it'd be pretty cool. So, and I think you're going to find more stuff's going to leave the Adelaide Zoo and head to Monado in years to come.
Because
I think the expectation of for animals is having more room and more normal lifestyle is getting higher. So this is good news for Monado.
Mental health, Roo. We are reading about this on an ever-increasing basis and hearing about it every day, aren't we?
Sure
are. It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Sure is.
And now, no surprise, but our rural areas and where people are doing it really, really tough, there's no surprise that it's going through the roof out there with our farms and all the rural people as well.
That's right. And not only is it substandard, the facilities they've got out there for mental health, they can't even get good doctors in the country at the moment. And I know for a fact from where I'm from, that's, it makes it really tough. You go and see a different doctor every time. You're not sure if you're getting the right treatment. You're not getting any confidence out of it. When I was a kid up there, you'd know the local doctor and you'd see him every time and you'd have a history of they'd know what you were like or that, and you'd have confidence in the expertise you were getting given. But times are changing. It's very, very hard to get them out there. But the mental health side of thing is huge out there as well. So Yeah, the government have got a bit of work to do there and a bit of money to spend by the sounds of it to give them the facility. So watch this space.
Now, apparently last night, our favourite show that we've never ever seen.
I actually watched it for half an hour last night.
Oh, did you? Well, you can do this segment. Well, you're our expert. Mate,
well, we got the beds, kids in the bed very early last night. Around 7 o'clock, we kicked them off the bed.
Right.
And Sarah and I sat and watched it for about half an hour, 45 minutes. And it did take a bit of time to build up. Until they just started to getting the booze into their veins, and one decided to tip a glass of alcohol over the other girl's head.
Oh my God! Are you sh-
oh my God! No!
Oh my God! Please get sober, away.
Do that, Martha.
Martha!
Oh, shut up!
Oh, they hadn't seen each other for 6 weeks. They were all the reunion, so they're coming through the doors.
You didn't
one
start
by
your sentence with, oh, my God, Ruth.
Oh,
on.
My God. But they're all, 90% of them in there are nuts. You can see that. There's a couple that look okay.
Wow, who would have thought? 90% of them, eh?
Well, it's just my little snapshot from 40 minutes. I reckon it looked a couple blokes looked okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if there was a woman that was okay. Alice, right. Can Alice. You help me?
No, no one's okay. They're all a bit weird. But it wasn't just a glass of alcohol she poured over her head. It was a full glass of red wine.
Oh, you're joking?
Yeah.
And they're all dressed up to the nines as well.
God. Yeah. And then there was an apology, but instead of apologising, it kind of just turned into her talking about how fake she was.
You're as fake as your nose, lip and boob job. It's a shame you couldn't find a plastic surgeon that could fix your personality, because that's what's the fakest the most, honey.
Whoa, can we talk the rest of the morning like they do on them? On that? Can we talk like that? Come on.
Okay, she's honey.
She's in at that one too.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Anyway, I went to bed and Sarah stayed up for, I reckon, how long did it go for last night?
Oh, like 3 hours. Yeah. It just goes, oh, but it's not over. I think
she
there's another
hooked.
One tonight.
Oh,
so
right.
Get ready. It's coming.
Okay. Well, keep us updated.
6:17, ruined this here on Triple M.
You should have never trusted Hollywood.
On Ruined Dits for Breakfast, it's time to talk entertainment.
That's entertainment.
With Peter Ford.
Oh, indeed, it is 40. A very good morning to you.
G'day, how are you both?
Good, Pete. Haven't spoken to you for a fair while now. Michael Jackson.
I've been sitting by the phone for 2 years.
Well,
but like a dog has returned to its vomit, I've come back here.
Oh, hang on.
That's an apt description.
Yeah, but dogs do like to eat their vomit, so, you know, it's not forced upon them.
Yeah.
Hey, Michael Jackson, there's been plenty of stuff happening around him at the moment. I watched the part one of the docos, and that made me sick. Couldn't even watch part two, but hard to see that he's innocent after watching that.
Well, look, I don't think anybody seriously could say he wasn't a really screwed up individual. I mean, even if you accept that nothing sexual happened, why does a 40-something-year-old man want to be sleeping in a bed with, you know, 12-year-old boys, and why do their parents let them do it? But that's a whole other thing. But over the weekend, this counter-documentary has dropped. It's on YouTube. You can watch it absolutely for free. It's called Neverland Firsthand, and obviously the Michael Jackson estate have funded this. It only goes for 30 minutes, but they talk to a whole bunch of different people, including nieces and nephews of Michael Jackson, obviously all saying this is untrue, it's a witch hunt, it's all liars, gold diggers, all the rest. So, look, honestly, who knows what to believe? I mean, this doco, this new one, is obviously doing his PR. The Michael Jackson estate are really determined to fight back. And you've got all sorts of examples of people saying, oh, he was so kind and he bought me this gift and there was a child with cancer who he helped. All of these things may be true.
Yep.
It doesn't mean the other stuff's not true as well.
That's right.
You know, so it's very hard to try to know what to believe and not believe.
Yeah. What's happening with Kyle Sanderlands, Pete?
Well, he's got this new TV show called Trial by Kyle. They tested it out last year on that week of pilot shows did on Channel 10, and they gave him the green light to go ahead. But he's been taping this. It's kind of like a Judge Judy thing where he's there and people front up and they basically say, you know, this is my problem, and Kyle sorts it out for them. But on the weekend, they were due to record 3 episodes. They flew in all these people from different parts of Australia. Everybody's there. Kyle rings in sick. So it's like a $200,000 sick day, because everybody just had to be sent home because there's no Kyle, there's no show. So the whole thing absolutely fell into a heap.
Now, Has he got a history of doing this? Well, I hear within the radio industry that maybe this happens quite a bit, or not.
Yeah, he's not averse to ringing up and throwing a sickie, that's true. But, of course, with radio, you can bring someone in. You know, they can even play best ofs and stuff on that show, and it doesn't really make a hell of a big difference. But for when you're actually recording three episodes of a TV show, there's no disguising it, and there's no getting around the costs involved.
Well, let's hope he was sick. Hey, what's happening with Jeffrey Rush? Is he back in the courts?
Yeah, well, Thursday's his big day. Now, I know all this stuff gets a bit confusing. There's been so much going on, but this is Jeffrey Rush, his defamation case. Jeffrey Rush has never been charged with anything, but last year we had the defamation case where he's suing the Daily Telegraph newspaper in Sydney over claims they made, and the judge went through the whole case. He said, I'm going to need a few months to think about this because he's been working on other stuff. So he finished the other stuff. He's been working on the Jeffrey Rush case. So this Thursday at 1:30 p.m. Adelaide time, we've all been called to go to court, and he's going to hand down his verdict. Now, bear in mind, Jeffrey Rush is asking for at least $25 million as compensation, because he's saying quite openly that he's probably so broken as a man and as an artist that he probably will never work again. Mm. And his career is absolutely juicy-fruited. So, you know, even if he was in a position to work, I don't think there's any jobs coming in. So he wants $25 million, which is like, you know, Rebel Wilson, hold my beer. I'll show you how it's really done, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Pete, good to have you back. Thanks for that. We'll talk later in the week.
Thanks, boys.
There he is, Peter Ford, Ruined Dits here on Triple M.
What a goal!
Ruined Dits Overnight Sports.
Crows tickets on sale now at tickettech.com.au.
We fly as one.
A couple of injury issues for Port Adelaide, Roo, who take on Richmond this week. So Tom Rockliffe went off concussed. Robbie Gray, a shoulder problem. However, the club is saying that both will front this week. Let's hear from Ken Hinckley after the loss to Brisbane.
We got ourselves back in front by 10 points and we should have been good enough to hang on, but to the Lions' credit, they had plenty of run left in their game and we didn't go with them for that last 4 or 5 minutes.
Lions, very good, Roo, up there at the Gabba. I said to you a couple of weeks ago, that'll be my bet all this year. I don't think they're going to lose.
No,
they might lose the odd one, but they'll be hard to beat up there.
It's always a tough trip to play in Brisbane. So, one that got away for Port, unfortunately. But they do get Richmond in a good time this week. You know, obviously Rance and Revolt are out.
Mm-hmm.
Martin, they say, will get suspended at the tribunal. And Cochin's done a hammy. So first time they could be without their big four for a long time. So that's good luck for Port.
All right, let's hear from Richmond coach Damien Hardwick.
What do you reckon he might give away that free kick?
I reckon there's probably contact.
Well, end of the day, blokes come to watch the number four play. Let the bloke play the game. Protect the ball carrier.
Now, Dimmer, Port Adelaide star, a premiership player. I don't mind you saying that, but I do remember you playing the game as well, the way you played it. And this has been happening for a long, long time.
Taggers.
Yep.
Taggers in footy have been a long, long time. And Dusty's finally getting tagged a bit more often. But
do you remember watching Dimmer play the game?
Well, he played more halfback though, didn't he?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, he used to give a bit out.
Yep, he sure
did. It actually happens.
He's been copped a bit for that one too, having a bit of a whinge, but fair enough too. Mm.
So Port Adelaide sit 8th, Crows sit 13th. And your boys take on North Melbourne at Marvel on Saturday night.
Yeah, a must win for the Crows.
Mm. Nat Fyfe knocked out over the weekend as well.
Yeah, he did yesterday. He got knocked out in the contest. So they just held on over there. Freo over St Kilda, who were gallant. But Freo going okay. But Fyfe, bad head clash. Real bad head clash. But he's 50-50 to get up. I think they got the derby over there against West Coast this week, who beat Collingwood and looking very good.
They are all of a sudden. All right, a 10-man Adelaide United beat Wellington 3-1 at Coopers Stadium last night. In the supercars, Mustang 7-race winning streak is over. Shane Van Gisbergen won in his Holden in Tasmania yesterday. And Cole Chalmers in the pool tonight for the 100-metre freestyle, his main event. So it'd be good to go down and see Cole Chalmers swim.
He won the 100-metre butterfly. I was watching replays and I didn't know he swam butterfly.
Really?
Yeah, he did.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
Hey, you can get Crows tickets on sale now at tickettech.com.au for their home games that are coming up in the weeks to come.
Monday Talkback, up next.
G'day, this is Talkback.
Hello, Robert.
On Triple M's Ruined Dits for Breakfast.
Not really enough from argument, boys.
It's time for Monday Talkback.
Oh, we love just throwing the phones open, Ruined. Like anyone can call in on 133353.
Yeah, hello, good morning. Who's our first caller?
Hey, g'day, Ruggay. It's Murray on
Mars.
The
Mars. Hey, Mars.
How are you, mate?
I've been hanging on since Luke Boner.
Right, sorry about that.
Come on,
our
mate.
Overnight program. Right.
That's right, about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Well, you do like to be first off the rank, don't you?
Yeah, appreciate that too, but good you Peter Ford back. But did he say he eats his own vomit?
Yeah, he did say something like that.
Anyway, I was talking to Brackets.
Brackets, yeah. Why do you call your mate Brackets?
Oh, when he was playing football, he was overweight and he used to wear number 11.
Got a bit stretched, did it?
he reckons he feels a bit sorry for Bernie Vince because he was all over the media. You know, he loves Bernie.
And he
doesn't hear it. What's he doing? Is he doing any media or...
He's
on Triple M.
He's calling footy with us now.
Yeah, apart from that, though, you don't see him on the TV or...
Cane Corns on a Monday night doing a... SA Sports Day or something like that.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm not ringing up for an argument or anything.
No.
I just, but you boys wouldn't be that happy with what happened at the weekend.
No, not for the SA sides.
When they both win, you know, when they both lose, not good.
No,
I reckon the umpires are giving too many frees.
Yeah, put the whistle away.
That's all I reckon.
Muzz, do you know what Bernie's been saying around town as well?
No, mate, what's he been saying?
No Vince, no Melbourne.
That's a fair call, you know, because you're no good.
No, you can talk about that in the front bars of the Riverland this week. Well, right?
I wouldn't want to argue with him on that one.
No, Vince, Melbourne.
Good on you, Mars. Let's go to our next caller. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
It's me.
Hello. Is that Helen. You, Helen, is it?
It's Helen. It's Helen from Helen's of Hindley Street, Healing
Hands. How are you, Helen?
Healing Hands.
I just want to congratulate you two on what you've done with your fitness regime.
Right. Mm. Yeah, no, we've been working hard down at Next Gen.
You're both sinewy. You've trimmed down. You've got rid of body fat.
Mm.
But I just want to remind you that it's not all muscle and weightlifting.
Right.
And diet. It's also... vitamin supplementation.
Vitamins. We could have some vitamins.
Right.
And Christopher,
yeah.
I've got a regime for you. You need to take more vitamin B because of your sablon.
Right.
Mark, you need to take more turmeric.
Turmeric?
It keeps the swelling down.
Oh, yeah.
Christopher.
Yes, Helen.
You don't need any of that.
Okay, right. Thanks for calling in, Helen. Oh, 133353. Let's go to our next caller. Hello, good morning.
Oh, is she right, is she?
Yeah, you going, Tex?
One of the boys down the club reckons he's seen the van. She's actually got a van with this big hand on it.
Right.
Helen's Healing Hands of Hindley Street.
I can't wait to see that.
Reckons you've seen it on Don Bradman Drive. Don't know if it's true or not.
Right.
Hey, I'm coming in tomorrow, of course.
Yeah.
I'll see you tomorrow, but yeah, wasn't that good, was it?
Look, I'm copping a lot of flack around town, Tex. You must be too.
Yeah. Look, I heard Murray... talking about Bernie. I actually went down to his place yesterday and I saw him.
Yeah.
He's putting a nugget all over his private parts.
Nugget?
Yeah, I know. I said, what are you doing that for? He said, oh, we got to. I said, why? He said, daylight saving. I said, mate, your earring's gone. They're telling us to turn our clocks back.
Oh,
not you. Right. Fella Black.
All right, thanks, Tex. We got
see
time.
Boys.
See you, mate. We got time for one more call. Hello, good morning.
Hello, Rude Boy. Hello, Ginger.
Hello, Tommy.
Oh, no, Tommy Taichi. You know, very good to hear. I don't understand with the panda, Wang Wang and Luffy. You know, Wang Wang and Luffy?
Yeah.
Wang Wang and Fernie.
They were, are they staying or going, you know? I would not like to see them go from Adelaide.
One stay, one go.
No, they need to get, what they need to do is feed them more yabby. But that's for production of new panda. That's
is that
what
right?
They have the reproduction. That's right. They can get that from Tommy's place, you know? Not bamboo and yabby diet for reproduction.
Start doing
really?
Start doing Uber Eats and send some down to the zoo.
I like that one.
Okay. I like that one.
Right.
But, you know, if they, we could build a big panda enclosure at Tommy's.
Yeah.
And I renamed a new Jade Imperial Gold Moon Dragon Ritual Peking Mandarin Panda Inn.
Oh, right. That might. We get some tourists down there.
Visitor numbers would go through the roof.
you know, Wang Wang Nufi, they get that Nan Hai, you know, to tip their panda here in Adelaide. So
okay.
See you down soon, boys, but for some noodle and some dumpling.
All right. Good on you,
see
Tommy.
You, we like to go. See you, Ginger Nut.
See you, mate. See you, Tommy. We like to go down on a Friday for some yum cha. In fact, we've had a lot of people ringing lately and texting us. What's the address of Tommy Tai Chi's?
Yeah, well, he doesn't publicise it well enough.
No, he doesn't. Mm. Yeah. Needs to get his marketing team onto that.
Yeah. 104.7 Triple M. Ruined it. $1,000 pressure test. Need a car service or repair? Zip Pay is now available at Automasters, giving you the option to fix now and pay later. Over 20 branches. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
You can't handle the pressure.
Yes, yeah, all thanks to Automasters. We'll try and give away $1,000, Ruth.
Yeah, let's go to Woodcroft. G'day, Brody.
How are we?
Yeah, very good. Thanks, mate. What are you up to today?
I'm just about to go test some wall.
Test some what?
On a call line. Test some wall on a call line.
Test some
wool, as in off the sheep's back, you mean?
What?
We can't hear you, mate. Speak up a little bit. We don't quite understand what you're doing.
Test some wool on a call line for sheep.
Sheep?
Yeah, well, that's good. That's what we thought you said, but we just didn't quite get the answer there, buddy.
Yeah.
That's all right. So 10 correct answers in 30 seconds will get you $1,000 cash. Brody, you ready to go?
Ready as off today.
All right. Now... it's been announced, Ruth. This is exciting, but Queen are on their way to Adelaide Oval, Feb 26 next year, and we just played a Queen song. Brody, give us 10 Queen songs.
Oh, mate.
We'll start with Bohemian Rhapsody, surely.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
All right.
What about... We Will Rock You.
Yeah, good. Good, good.
Somebody to Love.
Nice.
Oh.
Killer Queen.
Killer Queen, yeah.
Don't Stop Me Now.
Yes.
Under Pressure.
Good.
You are.
well done. Well done,
Brody.
You did all right.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Correct.
Not a bad effort.
Not bad, bro.
At the start, he thought he wasn't going to get any.
Yeah. Didn't sound confident.
Called out a couple of beauties there. Don't Stop Me Now, Under Pressure.
What do you get for...
$50 voucher for your next service at Automasters. You can call them now on 1-300-AUTOMASTER. Zip Pay is available as well.
Up in the sickie season, Dits. It's sickie season very, very shortly.
Right, we'll talk about that next. Ruined Dits here on Triple M.
Ruined Dits for breakfast.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome...
Lehman. I'm Anthony Lehman.
Hello, Lehman, on this Monday morning. How are you?
Beauty. Great to be with you guys. What a wonderful Monday. Hey, I think I've unlocked the code to success in the AFL.
Right. What?
Here it is, guys. Roo, pass this on to, well, you're on the board at Adelaide, so you can pass it directly on.
Mm.
Dits, pass it on to Koshy and the crew down there at Port Adelaide. You get rid of your best player.
Now, right.
Look at this. The Crows got rid of Dangerfield and made a grand final.
Mm.
Geelong got rid of Gary Ablett Jr. and won a flag. Hawthorn got rid of Buddy and won the next two flags.
Yes.
Gold Coast Suns got rid of Tom Lynch and Stephen May, and they're winning games.
They are. They nearly should be 3-0.
So there it is. Get rid of your best players.
I like
it. Well, GWS got rid of Scully, and they're going better this year.
Don't worry about Scully, mate. He's all right.
Yeah, he's going all right.
He's going all right. So that's my key to success right
Port
there.
Got rid of Wingard and they're going all right.
And they're going all right. See, it works. The system works.
It does.
And, hey, what about Dusty down there at Richmond on the weekend? He had a bit of a meltdown there.
He did have a bit of a meltdown. Weekend. Looks like he won't be playing against Port Adelaide this week.
Oh, I tell you what. Gee, you got Richmond at a good time.
Yes, but you know,
he did is very danger very game. Shaky. Every game's a danger game.
Carried away.
It's always a danger game, isn't it? But this weekend, no, Dusty. I mean, Dusty on the weekend, people are outraged. He did this mocking thing where he put one finger and pressed it against his nostril.
Was he blowing it or snorting it?
I don't know, but he was. But when you start, I mean, I think it's disgraceful. When you're mocking an opposition player who has hay fever, I mean, isn't on.
Shane Mumford got hay fever issues.
Shane Mumford, he had terrible hay fever a couple of years back. I mean, he tried all manner of things to treat it, and he just couldn't shake that.
He's going to get fined, do you think, for that? Is he?
I think he might cop a little fine. Although a few years ago, remember Sam Mitchell did a needle.
Essendon players,
Mind you, he apologised straight away. He got off, but he apologised straight away. I don't think we can expect a Dusty apology.
For telling the truth.
No, he did the old squirt and the needle thing and bits and pieces.
What, against Essendon?
Yes.
Yep. Oh, what, they didn't have a needle problem, Essendon?
No, they did.
Well, Dids, he didn't get fined, so it turns out the truth is
exactly. That's what I'm saying.
In that particular case. Hey, how did you two go with daylight savings yesterday?
Fantastic. I needed the extra hour.
Did you get an extra hour?
Well, not really.
You know,
I laid in bed a bit longer.
You know who doesn't adjust their clock for daylight savings? You know who doesn't turn their clock back?
The kids.
Toddlers and dogs. That's who doesn't. I had a 2.5-year-old slapping me on the forehead at 5:55 a.m. Yeah. Come on, Dad, what are you doing?
At least you don't have to roll over and get out.
I'm trying to have a bloody sleep in, mate. That's what I'm doing. Hey, can you remember, wind the clock back to when you were in your 20s, and your daylight savings, when you wound the clock back, it was like you'd won lotto because you get an extra hour out. At Jules Bar Tavern, it would have been back in the day. Remember Jules did?
Yes.
Jules Bar Tavern at Tavern Bar Prices.
Kind of Port Champions owned that for a while, didn't they? Paulie and Meaty, didn't they?
Did they?
Yeah, I'm sure they did. Yeah, absolutely. I thought you would have been there.
I've thrown a few bucks over the bar at that joint back in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah. They doubled as the bouncers as well, didn't they?
Paulie certainly did.
Got a bit willing there at Jules back in the day. But it used to be a lot. Now you just can't even get the extra hour when you've got kids on board. So next year, I'm outsourcing the little fella next year when we wind it back.
Trade him for a night.
trade him out for an evening.
Send him out to the nannas.
For the night. Hey, Nan, come and pick him up. I want to enjoy daylight savings. Hey, and guys, quick one for you. It's the wife's birthday this week.
Yeah. Right?
Now, she looked me in the eye, looked me clean in the eye, and I said, what do you want? She looked me in the eye and said, don't worry about it. You don't have to get me anything.
Don't fall for that.
She looked me in the eye.
Yeah.
But you know what that means.
That's a bigger test.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah. If you don't buy the most expensive present ever.
Yeah.
Oh, seriously.
Do it, Lemo. Spend up.
Yeah.
Why can't they just say what they mean? We're simple creatures. They should know that by now.
No, it's not going to happen.
Nah. Don't even think you're going to get away with that. Otherwise,
just say what you mean. My favourite is when I get the feeling there's something wrong. Like she's really angry, and I go, "What's wrong?" She goes, "Nothing."
Nothing.
Yeah, I go, "Really? Why have you been sharpening that knife for 45 minutes?"
You know it means nothing. Don't fall for it. And you know that not getting a present is not going to cut it. So don't fall for that
right.
either.
Well, it's her birthday on Thursday, so I'll give you an update on Friday.
Perfect. Do us a favour, just for the content, buy her nothing, please. And I just want to see what happens.
Buy her nothing. Give her nothing for half an hour, half a day. Wait for it to snap.
Yeah.
Record it.
And then give her the present. Play it to us on Friday.
I'll play it back to you Friday.
Yeah, that's what we want. Content for the show.
Let me predict what you're going to hear. You thought I meant it when I said don't get me anything. How stupid are you?
Yeah.
All right. Good. All right, I'll play that for you on Friday, guys.
Good. Put a vest on.
On your Levo.
All right. Thanks, guys.
This is James from Metallica.
World Wire Tour.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which
Metallica.
I deserve. The
memory. Right, one of the biggest concerts to come to Adelaide in years and years and years, Roo. As I said, the cheapest tickets for these are about $135.
Yep, this will be massive. Sunday, October 20, Adelaide Oval, Metallica's worldwide tour. We've got a double to give away right now. But we want the mums of Adelaide to ring in. And Therese has from Christie's Beach. G'day, Therese.
Hello.
How are you going?
Good, thank you.
You got your Metallica voice on early on this Monday morning?
Yeah, I'm trying.
Okay, right. This is what we'll need you to sing.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Righto. Righto, Therese. Away you go.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Whoa, yes.
Not
off
bad.
To a flying start.
Not bad for 752.
Stay on the line. Stay on the line there, Therese.
Let's go to Park Home. G'day, Joe.
G'day.
Righto, we'll play it one more time for you, Joe.
Give me fuel, okay. Give me fire, give me that which I desire. Ooh.
Righto, away you go, Joe.
Give me two, give me five, give me something I don't know.
No, good effort, though. Good effort, Joe. Let's go to the Barossa.
Barb from Newry. G'day, Barb.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Good.
Righto, here it is.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Go.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me trepidation.
Three very good contestants. It's all for different reasons. I'm taking over here. I'm going to give it to Joe from Parkholm.
She was
the worst. I'm going to give it to Joe. Yeah. Good on you, Joe. Let's get her back on.
Can we get Joe back on?
Joe, you there?
Yes,
Joe,
I am.
We are rewarding mediocrity here. What's going on?
You're just very thoughtful.
Yeah, I am very thoughtful. Joe, you've won a couple of tickets to go to Metallica. Well done.
Don't worry. Thank you so much.
Just brush up on your skills before then, will
you? Joe, who are the tickets for? Are you going yourself or is it for someone in the family?
Oh, I think I might get my brother to go. He loves Metallica.
Good on you, Joe. What a good sister.
Well done. Good stuff.
Gee, I feel sorry for the other two.
Yeah,
Rue,
so do I.
Ruthless.
So do I. We're going to do it all week, though.
Yeah, all right. Rue and Ditts here on Triple M. This is something we read about last week, and it's come to the fore this morning. It's in the press that if you live in a housing trust home out there and you misbehave, you're going to be given three strikes under this new scheme. Now, apparently there are something like 100 families or 100 individuals on their last strike.
Yep.
And then, I presume, you lose your house.
And this is a small minority. There's some 34,000 people in housing trust homes.
Let's find out more. The Minister for Human Services, Michelle Lensig, joins us. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Right. Is this accurate? Is it 100 families or homes that are on their last strike?
Yes, that's correct. In terms of can people be evicted, it's still a process that people go through with the South Australian Administrative Appeals Tribunal, SACAT. So they're the ultimate determinant. We try and be the model landlord for people, but the previous policy wasn't particularly clear. So having read through it, it sort of equates people who might have, you know, a noisy dog or put their bins in the wrong place with other much more serious behaviour. So we're trying to target that much more serious level of behaviour, which we think is unacceptable, and that people ought to have a bit more respect both for their neighbours and for their property.
Sure. So what's been happening so far? People can just get away with pretty much anything and still stay in their house, can they?
Well, in some instances, that is true. So the previous policy talked about three strikes, but what it didn't really clarify was that every 6 months that would be reset. So over a period of a few years.
How many months did you say? Three?
Six months. So over a period of a few years, people could have a range of strikes against them and that wouldn't lead to them being evicted. And also it talked about disruptive behaviour, so sort of mixed up things like, you know, damaging your property to the point that it's unlivable with people parking their bins in the wrong place. That didn't really have different standards that made it clear to tenants that the staff found easy to follow and enabled that really problematic behaviour to be managed properly.
Michelle, on the surface, I agree with the policy. I think it's good. There's nothing worse than having a shocker of a neighbour or a group of neighbours that just make life hell for you. But my next question would be, what happens to these people if they lose their housing trust home? Are they out on the street or do you just move them to another area? What happens?
Well, that's always been the question on people's minds, and I think in some ways it's probably led to housing being a bit of a soft touch. Because we don't want to create a housing homelessness problem.
Yep.
So if there are mitigating circumstances, such as somebody has a mental health issue, then because we're not going to be dealing with lower level issues that should be settled between neighbours, then we're able to target people who really do have problems. So someone might have a mental health problem or they might not have damaged the property themselves because it's been caused by a partner through domestic violence circumstances, then that enables us to assist those particular people. But we know that there is a particular group of people who just do abuse the system, and they're the people that we're targeting. And I've certainly heard talking to former tenants, current tenants and staff of housing that people who have been evicted, if they've come back and been rehoused, they've been much better tenants as a result.
What are we spending on damaged housing trust homes a year from, you know, people who are just reckless in their homes?
Well, I don't have that figure in front of me, but it is very significant. So what we do is we charge that back to tenants. There's no guarantee that we'll always get it. but we do try and recover those costs from people.
All right, Michelle, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.
Michelle Lensink is the Minister for Human Services. I think it sounds fair enough. Well, if you abuse a property, and especially if you damage it.
Well, if you're lucky enough to get one to start with and then abuse it.
You should lose it.
It's tough, isn't it? And then you got to take into consideration everything that leads to it as well. But they have to stand their ground if people are just being reckless. It's ridiculous. But 133353, if you want to have your say on this one, it's a bit of a tricky one. Do you just kick them out in the street? Do they have to find their mate's house? What do they do when they get evicted? Perhaps they need to think of it before they do it as well.
And have you been in one of these situations where you've had the neighbour from hell in one of these in housing trust areas where nothing's done about it?
Yep.
For people if you're living in those situations.
Give us a call if you want to have your say. 133353.
Ruined It's here on Triple M. We just spoke to Michelle Lensink, Human Resources Minister, and she was saying, Roo, that you can muck up in the housing trust homes and what, every 6 months you get a clean slate?
Well, not just once, three times. You get three warnings and you get a clean slate. I wish it was like that with my demerit points. I'd be wrapped. Let's go to Salisbury Heights. G'day, Nikki.
G'day, guys.
What do you think about this?
Well, 6 months is bloody ridiculous. It should be something more like 3 years that they get a clean slate.
Yep. Well, that's what your demerit points are, isn't it?
Yeah, well, there's heaps of people out there wanting to get into housing trust homes because they genuinely can't afford anything else. And these people are just, and I've seen it on the news for years and years, that these people just go in and trash these houses. They've got no respect for them and no respect for the taxpayers that are paying for these people to be in there.
No respect for anything, probably. Nikki, let's go to Norlunga. G'day, Brad.
Hello there, how are you?
Good, Brad. What do you think?
I'm all for it. We've been to hell and back the last 5 years. We actually have a housing trust tenant next door to us, and we've actually got a restraining order, intervention order against her, and she's still living there.
So you've had to take out a restraining order without giving too much detail. Like, what types of things does she do?
Abuse, verbal, physical, destruction of property, intimidation, driven her car at us on the wrong side of the road. She's constantly been at us for 5 years and we've had no help whatsoever. We're alone.
So what do the housing trusts say to you when you report to them? What happens?
They all say it's hearsay virtually. You know, they seem to always favour the tenant, so to speak.
Yep.
I mean, we've been to the court of law. This has been, you know, held up in a court of law and then she's admitted to it and she's still there.
Do you own your house?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
That's ridiculous.
Have you tried to sell?
Why should I sell?
No, I'm not telling you to. You said you've been to hell and back. I thought you might want to get out of there.
I'm not having a go at you, mate. It's just, that's what everyone says to us, but why should I have to move out? I own my house. She doesn't own her house. She has to move out.
No, I understand, mate. I'm just feeling for you. I thought you might want a fresh start. That's all. So thanks for your call. Let's go to an anonymous caller. Good morning.
Hi, everyone. How are you going?
I'm good, thanks.
That's good. Yeah, the two callers so far have been really, really good. And I think, you know, it's really nice for the minister to come out and say that she's got this new policy. But I think something very important she said is when there's an underlying issue. And the reality is the majority of the people who are causing problems do have these underlying issues.
Yeah.
And as I've been a Housing SA tenant for a little bit over 10 years now.
Yep.
And it has been the most horrific experience. I've had violent neighbours. I've had drug addicted neighbours. I've had mental health neighbours. I've had the whole kit and caboodle.
Yep.
And the reality is because of these underlying issues, Housing SA will not act. So it really doesn't matter what policies they put in place. Because all of these people do have these issues, they don't act. And unfortunately, whether you own a private property next to Housing SA or you're one of the many, many decent Housing SA tenants, these people with all these issues, they're just defended to the hilt by Housing SA.
You've actually just convinced me, just listening to you as well. I actually think the underlying issues shouldn't be an excuse, Roo. This anonymous caller we're talking to and Brad of Norlunga, they've got every right to live peacefully and happily too, you know. You can't just say, oh, but, you know, understand next door, they've got a mental health issue or they're coming down off being addicted to drugs. Well, that's not your problem, is it?
No.
You should be able to live happily and healthily without fear of threat. So
So what do you do?
I'd be saying to the minister, sorry, but these underlying issues, like I know we've all got to have a heart at some stage. We've got to have some sort of moral compass, but you shouldn't have to put up with that.
No, you could hear it in Brad's voice. It was a bit like a scene out of the castle, wasn't it?
So what, if you sit Brad down and say, oh, but understand that girl next door, she's got issues. Mm. Well, why is that Brad's problem?
Yeah, I know. That is a tough situation to be in, isn't it?
Yeah, not fair.
Not fair from anyone's perspective, no. I don't think. So a tough one there. Good luck with that.
Mm. All right, Ruined It's here on Triple M.
Triple M. Ruined It's.
The show that was.
Now we need to go back in time.
The show that was.
What have you got for us, Ru?
We had Michelle Lensink on and talking about the housing trust, and they're only going to give some tenants 3 strikes now, Dits. We found it a bit interesting.
The previous policy talked about 3 strikes. But what it didn't really clarify was that every 6 months that would be reset. So over a period of a few years, people could have a range of strikes against them and that wouldn't lead to them being evicted. And also it talked about disruptive behaviours, things like damaging your property to the point that it's unlivable.
We had some good callers there, some emotional and angry callers about what they have to put up with and the fact that, and some people doubt whether it's going to change. Some hope that it does because there's some poor behaviour out there, Dit. So we'll watch this space on that one. We also reignited our Martalica contest, which we're going to do all week, and took calls from mums out there.
What about this lady, Therese? I thought she was absolutely dominant. She was so good and you didn't give her the prize. Have a listen to this.
Therese has from Christie's Beach. G'day, Therese.
Hello.
How are you going?
Good, thank you.
Okay, right. This is what we'll need you to sing.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Righto. Righto, Therese. Away you go.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Whoa. Yeah. Yes. Not bad. Flying star.
Not bad.
Rude. How much did she put in a
Oh, it was a good hurt. That was the best part about it. Hey? But it wasn't good enough
to
get the
tickets. She didn't win the prize.
No.
Gee.
I felt sorry for caller number two who
that was Joe.
Actually admitted she didn't know the words. Mm. And she got the chocolates for that, but guess what? She can ring back tomorrow, Therese, and have another try because we're going to do it all week.
All right. That's our show for today. We'll see you again tomorrow.
Yeah, big Tex Walker will be in, the Angels will be in, and Will Anderson will join us.
Woke up to ruin it on Triple